I don't believe it's a coincidence that the county with the least disposable income over various numbers of years from the Central Statistics Office has the lowest compliance, and then you have places in South Dublin who have the highest disposable incomes at the highest rate of collection.
The argument has always been that non-compliance is based on inability to pay. You say that effectively backs up that argument.
I don't think there is even an argument in this. You know, the people of Donegal have unfortunately always come out bottom in this league table, and I think that there is a consequence to this.
Is it your belief that these are factors that Phil Hogan needs to be taking on board and his department need to be taking on board? Because at the moment they're taking a very clinical, scientific look at it. They're taking percentages, figures, and saying these are the consequences. They're not looking at the human dimension.
Well, the compliance rate, if it was 100%, would be 6.5 million would be collected in this county. He's cut 4 million, which is 61% off, which doesn't make sense anyway in the first instance, while there's a 53% compliance rate. So I just don't, none of this adds up, it doesn't figure out. What Phil Hogan actually needs to do is he needs to go back and he needs to introduce legislation to retract this unjust tax from day one.